To business now with Emma Hatton. Looking like a pretty good day out there, Emma.
Yeah, it is, Corin. Optimism for a vaccine is pushing the stock market higher on Tuesday. Investors are very buoyed by that, apparently overlooking some data out today that shows US manufacturing activity slowed in November amid a rise of infections. Despite this, though, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ hit record highs in Tuesday early trading. S&P 500 currently up 1.3%, the NASDAQ up 1.4%, and the Dow Jones, which had its biggest month last month since 1987, is currently up 0.9%. Our own top 50 index never really got off the ground yesterday. It closed off its lows but still lost 39 points. It starts today at 12,730. And looking at the currencies, the New Zealand dollar is at 70.6 US cents and 95.9 Australian.
Now, the economy may have dodged a big pandemic bullet, but new forecasts suggest it could be another couple of years before we're back to pre-COVID levels.
Yes, this is ASB's latest commentary, which forecasts the economy will get through this year with about a 3% contraction, which is less than half the hit that was being expected back in March and April. The bank's chief economist, Nick Tuffley, says massive government support, a short, sharp lockdown and a strong rebound in spending have all helped to lessen the pandemic's effects. But he says there are still challenges to confront, which mean it will be about the second half of 2022 before things look normal again.
The challenge we have got is with the borders shut, that's probably somewhere around roughly 3% of our normal income that we're missing. And it's pretty hard to make up for that instantaneously through other sources. So it's really once the border opens up and some of that income comes back in that we do see the economy getting back to its previous size, although it will be in a different shape.
We'll have more from Nick Tuffley later in the hour.
And it seems diamonds have become quite a few people's best friend during the pandemic.
Yes, the repressed shopping urge did wonders for sales of expensive wines, big televisions, cars, furniture and other foregone luxuries, but also for sales of rough cut diamonds. These are the mostly uncut and unprocessed stones. Sales over the past 3 months by the world's biggest diamond producer, De Beers, rose 12%. The company's chief executive, Bruce Cleaver, says the rise in sales suggests diamonds have found a new status during lockdowns.
So what that indicates to us is that coming out of COVID, consumers have no less desire for this amazing product than they did before. Our job obviously is to try and help them spend their money with us and buy things that are meaningful and can be things that they can think about and look at and remember the meaning of throughout the rest of their lives.
That's De Beers Chief Executive Bruce Cleaver. And in our main bulletin at 10 to 7, a suggestion that closed borders may cost the country top boardroom talent, but perhaps also uncover some homegrown gems. And of course, an update on the markets.
Thank you very much, Emma Hatton.